When is it that you realize that this is going to be a career for you as well?
Early 30s.
People were commenting on your work?
I realized I'd better go to school. So I enrolled at the Taos Academy of Fine Arts. I had a couple of friends who were running a school there, came to be my friends. I recognized that there were some things that I wanted to do, and I hoped that there was some opportunity and gift there. But I also knew, I know I don't have my father's gift. He was a unique individual that was inspired and gifted by the grace of God to do the work that he did, and that's him, and I am me, and I needed to go to school.
Did you try to copy him?
No, no.
Did he encourage you in your work? Do you think he saw a talent?
He did, and my talent at the time that he remarked on that was encouraging for me early on was my work with portraits. Everyone seems to have different areas that they have. I was going into doing a lot of portraits at that time, and for some reason, I didn't find it difficult at all to do portraits and to secure the likeness of people in a spirit entity that flowed out of them, which gave a recognizable quality of who that person really was, not just what they looked like. So I was doing a lot of that at the time.
You also did a portrait of your father.
Mm-hmm.
Did he sit for you?
Or he did. He did. I was so happy that he did that. I was drawing and painting, mostly drawing, with mixed media. He was visiting. I was living in Taos, had my studio there, and he was visiting one time. And everyone that came into my life, I'm telling you, there wasn't anyone could come through my living room without me saying, could I draw your portrait? And I had a little portable setup that I could do anyone, anytime, and it went with me everywhere. So he said yes. And as it happened, he had his roach with him, which was serendipity. So he tied it on and put on his little black silk tie that he used to wear with the slide, sat down for me, and I did it. And I'm so glad that I did, because it's the only one that I have of him.
And you have it?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you?
Oh, about an hour.
And he had no problem doing that?
No.
So was that early on that you were doing portraits?
Mm-hmm.
How old?
30.
And then did you sell them?
Oh, yeah.
So it became
a sold a lot.
Source of income then?
Oh, yes.
You could do one in a half hour maybe, or an hour?
Well, I could get the likeness done. Give it 2 hours. I like to give it 2 to 3 hours for the face and get the whole thing sketched in. I could take longer with individual features, hair, background, clothing, regalia, anything extra. And I might spend a couple of days after that if I had to go in with color, watercolor or oil is another matter. But I could do it in a couple of days. If it wasn't done in a couple of days, it was because I didn't have anything more to put into it. I would need more information, more time with the person.
Isn't it interesting that this took till you were 30-some before you realized you were good at that? You didn't try it when you were younger, did you?
I had small children, as a wife and mother.
What was Woody Max's talent?
He is an incredible silversmith. Incredible silversmith. I worked with him. We had a studio in the house at a certain point. I had a lot of room in the house for him to expand into, and so he had a shop down there, and he was very successful. Whenever he needed help, he'd call for me sometime, and I'd run over. That's how I learned to do basic silversmithing. And then a couple of years ago, just 5 years ago, I went back and took a course here in town and brought my silversmithing skills back up, which I'm back in the shop with it now. I enjoy working with silver very much.
Where is he working?
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
He has a gallery there?
Mm-hmm.